World Series 3-2 Dodgers. Off night tonight. Game 6 tomorrow. To tee it up, we're joined now by longtime MLB pitcher, good Canadian boy from the MLB Network. Here's Ryan Dempster. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How are you, man?
We're doing well. We've been breaking down the weekend. I mean, this series has been outstanding. I mean, there's been a lot of great moments and great theater. I think the Dodgers deserve to be up 3-2, you know, through five games. I think they've been the better team. And we've been so focused on Kershaw, clearly. And he pitched well yesterday. He pitched well in game one. Where do you stand on the playoff Kershaw narrative now that we've seen what we've seen out of him the past two starts?
Yeah, I'm really glad that it's kind of it took a positive turn. You know what I mean? Like, we've been people been hammering him, and it's always like this thing about Clayton Kershaw and he can't pitch in the playoffs. And, you know, I don't feel like that's entirely true, although he has had games. I totally understand that, and he has those games that have been tough. But to see that happen was you know, makes me feel good because I love everything about this guy. You know, he's a stud. He's everything good about baseball. And so to see him go out there in the World Series and go 2-0, you know, and really handily manage both those games is just great because he doesn't deserve all that stuff. A lot's fallen on him, you know, later in the game type outings. You go out there, beat through five or six shut innings and then give up a four spot. It's like, oh, Clayton Kershaw pitched bad. Well, no, I mean, he's not getting rocked, but he just didn't pitch well. So he's pitched well most of this whole postseason, and that's good to see.
Yeah, and I said earlier, Ryan, I don't think this 2020 chapter has been written yet because I think if the Rays win tomorrow night, we might see Kershaw coming out of the bullpen like we have in years past in Game 7. You know, I could see Buehler giving them five, maybe six, and then they're like, okay, what are we doing here? Do we get Clayton up? Do we get him warm? Do we get him in? And I think Roberts will probably do that if that's the situation, if it's a close ball game, and I hope he does that. Because then I think that truly would exorcise the demons. I find with Kershaw in the playoff narrative, yeah, a lot of it's the starts, clearly. But a lot of it also is him coming in the seventh inning and getting rocked on short rest. And if he can slash that out and they find a way to win in seven and he performs in like the seventh or eighth inning or whatever, I think that would basically end the narrative.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's had like this incredibly kind of up and down narrative, right? Like it's been... He pitched really well in 2013 in the first series, and he struggled in the second series. And, you know, it's kind of had that throughout his playoff. 2015, he was really good. In 2016, you know, he was terrible in the first round. He was good against the Cubs. He just had a bad game in game six. And, you know, he's kind of had these up and downs. And you're right. It's like the short rest game gets him, the come-in relief and give up a couple home runs against the Nationals type thing. Like, there's been these things that have kind of stung him. But at the end of the day, he's 13-12. You know, the ERA is not the greatest. It's a 4-1, but you're talking about the best teams out there. And he's thrown 189 innings with over 200 punches. He has most punch outs by any pitcher in Major League history in the playoffs. So, you know, I know people want to knock. I totally understand what you're saying. Maybe he comes in a big situation, matches up well against a lefty that struggles against the big breaking ball and gets a big punch out in a big situation. But I don't even think he has to do that. I think if they win the World Series and he went 2-0 in the World Series, enough getting all over the guy. You know, it's like we're sitting there, we're just trying to find the bad thing about him, you know, but that's what happens when you get paid $30 million to pitch once every 5 days. People are going to be really critical, but I think he's answered the bell this year. He did it in the first round, and he did it for sure in the World Series, and good for him.
Well, and he's savvy enough to know that Manny Margot was going to try to be a hero yesterday and steal home. And That was a scenario watching it live. I'm like, wow, he's really doing it. Like, he's going for it. And I guess he had the green light and cash. Said afterwards, you know, we promote smart baseball. And for whatever reason, he thought that was a smart play. But you've been on the mound, you know, millions of times. And have you ever encountered someone trying to steal home? And if you can put yourself in the shoes of Kershaw, who's a lefty, do you think it would have even dawned on him that he was going? Why would you ever think a guy's going to steal home, especially when the Rays kind of had Kershaw on the ropes in that moment?
Yeah, I was beyond impressed. In that moment, on that stage, in the situation that it was, imagine for everybody at home listening, if you tonight, you get done dinner and you go, you know, have a little stress reliever in the bathroom and you come out of the bathroom and your friend, your brother, your significant other, whatever it is, goes, bah, when you walk out the door. that's the equivalent of what that is, and he didn't jump. He didn't flinch. He stepped off and he threw a dart to home plate. Like, you know, you're in this, everything's fine, everything's comfortable, and here comes one of the most uncomfortable moments. And for him to not panic, that right there is experience. That right there is confidence. Whether he thought about it or not, I don't know if he was aware of it, but I don't know if I could have handled the same situation. You know, when you hear that step off, you immediately get jelly legged and you want to try and like, oh, what do I do? But he just handled it all so well. And really what might be the deciding moment in the series, because if he steals that base, or who knows what happens after that. So just impressive stuff in that moment.
We haven't talked to you in a bit. I just wanted to ask you a question about bat flipping. I know a former pitcher. I was a goalie in the NHL, and I hated it when guys would score on me and ham it up or you know, show me up a little bit. Where do you stand on it seems now that it's become the norm with the younger generation, the younger guys coming up. Are you all right with it, or you still got a little old school in you?
Well, yeah, I'm always going to have a little old school in me. Like, I was telling somebody, the 25-year-old in me would have tried to drill everybody that bat flipped. but the game's changed. It's evolved, right? But why do they bat flip? They bat flip because they're emotional, right? They hit a big home run in a big situation. I'm a big believer in saving the bat flip for the Joey Bats type moment where it really means something. You know, don't bat flip me when you're, hey, great, you're still down 4-3. What's with the bat flip? I don't get that. That, to me, that's look at me. Now I get you're trying to fire your team up. My only concern with the bat flip, and this is how my feelings are about it. They're showing emotion, and that's okay. That's totally fine. They're showing happiness, joy, excitement, you know, determination, whatever their emotion is. Understand that there's somebody 60 feet, 6 inches away that's going to have emotions too. And if we're saying that you don't have to suppress your happy, joyful celebration emotion, why do I have to suppress my anger, frustration, I'm mad at you emotion because you're throwing the bat to the moon? So just understand that if I throw a pitch down and away on the corner, the one I practice in the bullpen day in, day out, and you hit it opposite field, 10 rows deep, and you bat flip me, that I, as a cat and mouse game, as the chess match pitcher trying to keep you off balance, might just pitch you inside next time. I'm not trying to hit you. But it might get in there, and if you don't feel like moving away, because apparently you don't care about moving off the plate because you're taking a pitch that's my moneymaker down and away, and you're hitting it out. So just understand that it's okay for us to all to have, if we're going to embrace the positive emotion, it's okay if somebody has a frustrated emotion. So, and it, you know, no headhunting, none of that stuff. I'm not for that one bit, but I'm just saying, you might have consequences. Some guys might not care. They want to strike you out and just move on. And some guys might have a problem with it. And that's okay too. We live in a world where we always talk about our feelings nowadays, and mental health is so important. So if we're going to have feelings, let everybody have their own feelings. As long as we're not headhunting people, we're not trying to hurt people, and we're still having the pitching matchup, the pitcher hitter cat and mouse game, nothing wrong with that. You know, we tell glory stories, Bob Gibson and Nolan Ryan and Don Drysdale, but I can't be that way. I can't have the ability to just brush you off the plate if I feel like you're getting a little aggressive. So that's where I stand on it. You know, save them for the big moments. You know, you win the game, go ahead. But just always remember that there's kids in the stands watching you, and they love to emulate their superstar, you know, heroes out on the field. And, you know, you're always setting an example, but have fun. I get it. I've evolved. You know, I've grown older, and I appreciate what these young kids are doing. Just understand there's another guy on the other side.
Yeah, I think that's well put. Enjoy tomorrow night. It's going to be a fun one. Hopefully we get one on Wednesday night as well, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you, Ryan.
Heck yeah, guys. Game 7. Let's get there, man. That'd be so much fun. Nothing better. Morton and Bueller, let's go.
Let's push forward, buddy. We can will this into existence.
We'll
make
it
happen. Thank you, Ryan.
All right, guys.
Ryan Dempster from the MLB Network, and longtime MLB pitcher, good Canadian boy from BC, and yeah, that would be my vote. You know, I don't have a dog in a fight. I'm just looking for more games.
Yeah, I'd love a game 7 too. I think it'd be fantastic.
World
it's just
Series,
great theater. It's great theater.
And you know what? We talked a little bit about it earlier, the fans in the stands, and then we got off track. We never really, I never gave you an answer. I really have learned to appreciate the theater and the production of finding fans in the stands that I always took for granted. I never really thought of, but the fact that they're there, I think it's added to my viewing experience. I really believe that because there are Dodger fans like chewing their fingernails off. Like it's actually happening. They're there. Those that are not wearing a mask in the stands. Those that when there's a big hit or a big home run, they find a Dodger fan who's going crazy. It's little stuff like that that adds to the production of the whole theater that we were missing for the longest time. And it means more to me now because it disappeared. I never thought it would disappear. You know, I never thought it would be gone. Whoever thought we'd be watching all these sporting events with no fans?
Yeah.
So I do really appreciate that the World Series, even if it's only 10,000 people, 12,000, 15, they're real people, real fans that are dedicated, that have been along for the ride, and you can see it. You can see the stress.
Yeah, you're right.
And we didn't get that in the bubble. We didn't get it in Orlando. We did not get that in Toronto or in Edmonton.
No, but that was,
glad
I
it's
mean,
here now.
You're right. That was like, you know, the bubble in Edmonton, the bubble in Orlando, like they went in there and they wanted to complete business. Where,
yeah,
you
which
know,
they
the
had
NFL,
to do.
You're right. The NFL, Major League Baseball has gone about it a different way. I believe in Denver yesterday they allowed 7.5% capacity.
Mm-hmm. They, it's you know, something, which, you know. And those are regular season games. This is the World Series, though. Like, I don't ever want to see a Stanley Cup final with no fans again, ever. And I don't want to see the Super Bowl with no fans. I don't want to see the NBA Finals with no fans. You know, we did it because you had to, and I credit them for it, and they pulled it off. Let's never try it again. Let's never do it again.